I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. On today's show, the panel weighs in on the results of the special election in which Democrat Deborah Gonzalez won convincingly against Republican Houston Gaines, despite his massive war chest of about $200,000 in that battle.
And that was between Deborah Gonzalez, the Democrat, and Houston Gaines, a Republican, with a massive war chest.
He had about $200,000, and that's a lot of money to spend on a house race. And, you know, one of the things we'll probably talk about later is he didn't spend it all.
He did not spend it. And that was just his last report. Who knows how much he ended up with.
But, yeah, he, you know, he was running in 117, and that was Regina Quick's district, Republican-leaning district. And kind of the X factor in that race was Mayor Nancy Denson endorsing the Republican Gaines over the Democrat Gonzalez, and no one was quite sure how many Democratic voters were going to follow the mayor's lead and vote for the Republican, and it turns out probably none. she got really strong support in, you know, the among Democrats, and won 64% of the vote in Clark County, which is about half the district. And she won 33%
showing
in Oconee County. And combine that with low turnout in Jackson and Barrow County, which is about a quarter of the district. Those are very Republican areas, but they didn't turn out. So the numbers ended up working in her favor. She won by 6 points.
There was a similar result in the House District 119 race, which saw a resounding victory for Democrat Jonathan Wallace, who beat out three Republican candidates, Tom Lord, Marcus Wiedauer, and Stephen Strickland.
Gonzalez and Wallace were excellent examples of citizens who had never been involved politically, but had good, sound, established careers and lives in a way that they decided to step out. And it was just, it's just great to see this kind of response to quality candidates.
And they were both very high quality candidates.
Yes, they really were.
And my guests discussed the local government's request heading to the 2018 legislative delegation.
It's interesting. One of the issues that we're going to talk with the delegation about is about a bill that Frank Ginn is formulating, which is to stop the stormwater fee and say we can't make it a fee. It has to be a tax. And the result of that, I've said this before probably several times, that means that we're going to, in order to pay the mandated things we have to do for stormwater, we're going to have to raise property taxes. And we'll have to raise them a lot because the university's not going to pay taxes. EPA, EPD, federal courthouse, none of those will pay taxes. So they don't pay taxes, so we're going to have to raise property taxes to make up that difference with that fee.
This is the only thing that a whole county is paying for.
Supporters of TSPLOS 2018 were also celebrating Tuesday night as the measure passed by a wide margin. Those topics and more are up for discussion on the next edition of the show. Join me, Alexia Ridley, and my guests for Athens News Matters later today at 1 o'clock right here on WUGA.